Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
She said gender was a fact. And then the trans community got mad as shit. They started calling her a TERF. I didn't even know what the that was. But I know that trans people make up words to win arguments. So I looked it up. TERF is an acronym. Stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminists. This is a real thing. This is a group of women that hate transgender. They don't hate transgender women, but they look at trans women the way we blacks might look at blackface. It offends them. Like, ooh, this bitch is doing an impression of me. I'm Team TERF.
Oh, man. That's my favorite moment from the Chappelle special, The Closer. I watched it last night. I got some thoughts. We'll talk about it. Welcome to a show where we share opinions. It's not for the weak. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Make sure you go sign up for my newsletter. We don't have no big giant companies or anything behind it. I mean, we are just who we are. We're here with you, down in it, where you are. And man, one of my favorite things to do is whenever I'm watching these things, I always like to look at the audience reaction. And there were some lines that he had in there where there were a couple of points where I went, oh my gosh. And it's really hard to shock me. I mean, I get disgusted, but to shock me is really hard. And one of his first opening jokes, have you seen it yet, Kane?
Not yet.
Oh, dude. I won't give nothing away except that part. But one of his first openings, I mean, I just... And it was hysterical because when you looked at the audience, they didn't know what to do. They didn't know. This is how bad everything is. It's so politically correct. They didn't know. They're like, it's funny, but should we laugh? Like, is it bad to laugh? Is it bad that what he just said is hysterical? Oh my gosh. And the camera, like right when he said it, and I think they did this on purpose. I would love to know whether or not he like has a part in the production in that. Aside from creating the content, I would love to know, because right after he was sharing, right after he told this joke, and it was kind of a long setup, then the camera immediately went to the audience, and you could see people, like their heads were about to shoot off their necks up into the stratosphere because they were holding it in. So they wanted to laugh their heads off, but they were so torn about it. For a few seconds, everything was laid out. I always like these cultural measures like this. And I've told you, and a dear friend of mine has always told everybody, politics is all downstream from culture. And the reason I bring this up, and I'm going to come back to this in a minute, is like for the situation with the vaccine stuff. The left is trying to navigate all these NBA players and hip hop artists and models and everybody else coming out disagreeing with their narrative. Holy cow, they needed these cultural influencers. And now they gotta, what are you gonna do? You're gonna fight them and then be chance to be called a sexist or a racist or whatever? They're having to navigate some tough ground. This is my favorite from that soundbite. And there's, you know, it's comedy, it's Chappelle. This is not like Dora the Explorer where the worst thing that's gonna happen is Swiper's gonna swipe something. I mean, it's, you know, maybe not for everybody. But that part was so good. And I have never, as somebody who works with words, I have not heard anyone put it so bluntly like that. That resonated so hard. That is what it feels like. I don't care if you like it or not. I don't care if somebody wants to do them. But it's when they force me to alter my perception and my belief and everything else, that's when it feels like you're forcing me to accept you're in woman face. That's what he's saying. And when he said that, I mean, man, that just struck a chord. You could hear the strings getting plucked. Man, that is it. That is exactly it. And the whole audience, one of the things that I think is so good about a lot of the stuff that he said there and previously, and get over for 1 minute, put aside the politics and put aside, you know, stuff he said previously about race or whatever. And I think he jokes with half of that. But that was something that resonated in a different way with every single person in that audience. Every single person in that audience. And that's hard to do. That all hit them all at once, all in different ways. And they all had the, oh, yes, reaction. And he's right. He's absolutely right. Okay, he goes, I didn't even know what a TERF was, but I know that trans people make up words to win arguments. I'm team TERF. I can't tell you how many times I've been called a TERF. Yeah, okay. What of it? Team TERF. Yeah, it was right. His routine was less of a comedy show and more of, it was almost a reckoning. My husband and I have very different takes on this. And I do think at times it felt like he was trying to make everybody who's mad at him happy. And I don't like to see powerful people in cultural positions being put to that point. Because I just, and the only reason they are is because not enough people are standing up for him. There were some jokes that he said I didn't like, but, and that's the brilliance of it. This is why South Park was so popular. South, you don't know what they're going to do. They hate everybody. They will make fun of everybody. I appreciate that. Because I think everybody, there should be no sacred cow in culture. There should be no sacred cow in society. Whoever you cannot make fun of is a person controlling you. Everybody, there's an equal opportunity to be ridiculed. Everybody has something for which they can be made fun of. Every group, every person, it doesn't matter. And that it even has to be explained is crazy. But that's one of the brilliant things about South Park. Man, I'll never forget. What was it? Who got mad at them? Oh, they did Tom Cruise in a closet. Wasn't it that? And then Isaac Hayes got mad because he was the chef. And he got mad at them. And then they just totally poked fun at him. There was no sacred cows with that, any of that. Whether or not you like it or not, you got to be grateful for those people holding it down. You have to have people that push that boundary to hold that line. And I think he was exactly right here. Now, like I said, I think there were parts where I felt like he was kind of getting ready to bend the knee a little bit. And it you know, you got to watch it. I'm not going to give it away. But this part here, that was amazing. That's what it felt like. Oh my gosh, people are so mad. They're so mad over that. He's a great storyteller. He had a good storyteller about somebody who, he had a good story about somebody who opened for him. But this kind of gets into what, you know, we've been talking about. The wokery. I read this piece that said, Dave Chappelle is criticized for defending J.K. Rowling in a new Netflix special. Audio soundbite 16. This is what they're talking about. Listen to this.
I'm team TERF. I agree, man. Gender is a fact. You have to look at it from a woman's perspective. Look at it like this. Caitlyn Jenner, whom I've met, wonderful person. Caitlyn Jenner was voted Woman of the Year. Her first year as a woman. Ain't that something? Beat every bitch in Detroit, she's better than all of you. Gender is a fact. This is a fact. Every human being in this room, every human being on Earth, had to pass through the legs of a woman to be on Earth. That is a fact.
True. And he was talking about J.K. Rowling. He's like, they tried to cancel her. He's right. He's right. And so now Dave Chappelle is criticized for defending J.K. Rowling. And his comments drew a swift backlash. As a trans, like one person said, as a trans woman, I usually have defended Dave Chappelle specials because I think they're hilarious. And his jokes about trans women never felt intentionally malicious. Intentionally malicious? Really? It's a comedy show. Get over yourself. You are not special. I thought he made a great point, though. He said, don't abort the baby, which I lost it. I fell out when he said that. So DaBaby had said some stuff. If you don't know him, he's an artist. He had said some stuff about homosexuality, whatever. He's got a very interesting past. And he says whatever comes to his head. Dave Chappelle's like, this dude shot another dude in Walmart? And you're going to get more upset over he hurt a gay person's feelings? What is the matter with you? He's not wrong. Holy cow. You can murder somebody in a Walmart. Well, that's tough. He shouldn't have done that. But if you say something that hurts a gay person's feelings, then the society loses their mind. He made some great points about this. And it's true. So, oh my gosh, people are mad. Got to cancel him. Got to cancel Dave Chappelle, apparently. I don't know. But he has blank you money, just like J.K. Rowling does, too. It's never going to happen. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company that began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. In 1999, Kel-Tec launched their brand on the scene by forever redefining the concealed carry handgun. And from that point on, Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike, never copying firearms, always innovating new ones. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, the right to bear arms, and in the love we all have for our great country. They do things right. All Kel-Tec firearms are proudly made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. The Kel-Tec's commitment to innovation and quality truly sets them apart. Find out more about Kel-Tec firearms by visiting KelTecWeapons.com for a deeper dive on all aspects of their innovative firearms. That's KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about my friends at Kel-Tec. Kel-Tec, game-changing innovation and performance.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
Yep, and you would probably miss it if we didn't discuss it. So, I think this is stupid. First, it's stupid to do this, but it's also stupid to arrest this person. So, the headline is, a black college student was arrested after allegedly posting a fake racist frat party invite that read, no blacks. So, this 19-year-old, James Daniel Edwards, he was booked at Pitt County Jail for a cyber-stalking charge. I don't know why it was a cyber-stalking charge, but he was arrested for a fake racist fraternity frat party invite. So why? That's stupid. I don't care. So it's either protected speech or it's unprotected speech. This is so stupid. I mean, if we're going to sit, look, violence, speech is not violence. Words aren't violence. I mean, yes, the dude's a moron and probably a racist himself, but to arrest somebody? It's so dumb. I hate everything. You should too. That's so dumb that we're doing this to people now. Good grief. All right, so Los Angeles is not going to require coronavirus vaccinations for movie theaters, concerts, and restaurants. They say the order impacts numerous indoor venues. Man, they're really going to just tank everything again, aren't they? They're going to take effect in early November. So right in time for the Christmas season. Have fun. Have fun with that. This is awful. I feel bad for people there. You need to leave. Go to a red state, but not Texas unless you're going to vote Republican because we don't have time for you. Also, it's true. I'm not being mean. 2020 saw the largest spike in homicides in 100 years. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad stuff. Also, America's trust in media has fallen by 4 points. I didn't realize that we had 4 points to spare. It's the lowest since 2016, according to a new poll. They say that 34% say they have zero trust at all whatsoever in media. I would be amongst that 34%. There are really no exceptions. I know. I'm actually surprised it's not bigger than that. I'm really disappointed. I'm disappointed in America right now because it wasn't bigger. Let's see here. The administration has released data on our nuclear stockpile. It's down 90% since the Cold War, which I'm not happy about. Governors, because you know why? Because you don't want to ever have, we need diversification of nuclear capability. And this is the one thing I agree with James Mattis on. You shouldn't just have like 0 to 10, right? You need to diversify your nuclear portfolio so that you actually have a better chance at negotiating peace. That's how this works. So that's why I'm disappointed by it. Governors descend on the Texas border and reveal a plan to do what Biden will not about the border crisis. So a number of governors from across the country are gathering in Mission, Texas. They unveiled yesterday a 10-point plan to end the border crisis. There are a number of these governors coming out to this. They said that it was, well, not just Abbott, but also Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, Idaho Governor Brad Little, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds, Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts, Ohio's Mike DeWine, Kevin Stitt of Oklahoma, and Mark Gordon of Wyoming. They have a 10-point plan to basically stop the border crisis, and it includes all things that I'm sure the Biden administration will totally sue them over. I wanted to play, we got time for this. This is Jen Psaki. Let me look at this. So remember when I said earlier how we have to pay for more gas now because of all the polar bears are going to die last year? So she was trying to explain high gas prices. And I just wanted, I'm just curious if you guys are as distrustful of this, Audio Soundbite 4, as I am. Listen.
One of the greatest national security crises, the president sees, a number of other world leaders agree on that front. Certainly, we all want to keep gasoline prices low, but the threat of the crisis, the climate crisis, certainly can't wait any longer.
It's amazing. It sounds like something that rhymes with Schmeestone might have helped you. Right? Big old oil pipeline. It sounds like that might have helped a little bit. We have to keep the gas prices low now to save the dead polar bears that died last year. The dead polar bears, to save them. Can't wait any longer.
And this is after OPEC has said, no, we're not going to increase production.
Of course not. Why? So, I mean, we could have increased. Right. No, this is how this administration thought. Guys, we are very against the global warming and all of this, and we're very for the environment. So instead of transporting the oil that we can't stop from being drilled in safe pipelines, we're going to use more fossil fuels to transport that fossil fuel in trains. That's what they're doing. In trains. So that's what Keystone did. Yay, you saved the environment.
They're all about Nord Stream, too, though.
Well, that's Russia. Russia can do what it wants because Biden's scared of Putin. Biden probably thinks he's in the White House. Here's a thought, sidebar, and I got one more thing to get into. You know how I started off the show and I was like, it's like the Truman presidency and I still cannot get over the set that he's in across the street. Like, why is he across the street in the set? Why the hell is he not in the Oval? Have you seen him in the Oval Office really a lot?
No.
I haven't either. No. Think about this. Kane, toss me my tinfoil hat. I'm going to need this in my life. I'm so not even messing with you right now. I should have brought it over here. This is my mistake. I didn't bring it over. It's live radio. Just bring it. Thank you. So can I have Steve, can you help a sister out here? I need some. I'm just saying. It's time for some conspiracy theory. Time for just a moment. Does he not know that he is not in the White House when they have him on set? Do they not know? This thing is still making noise after I stuck it on my head. Does he not know? They have this whole elaborate setup. And we don't. I rarely see him in the White House. You rarely see. Remember with Obama and how you would have always all these pictures, even with Trump, all these pictures. Everybody wants to hang out in the White House. It's very iconic thing, right? It's conspiracy theory time. So why do they got the president of the United States now on a set across the street? Why is he on a set across the street from the actual Oval Office? From the White House. And he's literally just on a stage. And that's where he got his shots. That's where he had meetings with leaders. You couldn't just set him up in the Oval Office. You had to go to a set to do it.
Are there a lot of stairs leading to the Oval Office?
I don't know.
Isn't that what makes sense?
I mean, he's got... bit. I mean, I guess maybe he fell up the stairs sometimes.
Right.
I don't think people actually fall upstairs. Yeah. Normally it's down them, but, you know,
he
with Biden.
Gravity.
Yeah. He fell... Aliens, man. He fell upwards. But I'm just saying, it's a little weird to me that there's, like, this whole set, and he's not across the street, and we don't have all these pictures of people hanging out in the very iconic Oval Office. I'm just laying that out there for your consideration. Okay? That's today in conspiracy theory time. We had to share that with you. Okay, now back to normal programming. I have to put my tinfoil hat on with that because I don't want them, Kane, to steal my brainwaves when we're sharing this valuable information. One of the main benefits of a mortgage refinance is that it frees up cash, so you have extra money to put towards your savings, home improvements, or anything else that you need. It can make a significant impact on your future and your daily life. That's why I recommend getting a free mortgage review from American Financing, America's home for home loans. Because at American Financing, their expert mortgage consultants keep things straightforward and focused on you. It's just a simple conversation around which loan program may be a better fit. Because interest rates remain near all-time lows, and chances are you can benefit from a mortgage refinance, so why not call them to learn more? It's really a no-pressure, no-obligation experience, and you may be able to postpone two mortgage payments. Call 866-574-2500. That's 866-574-2500. Or apply online at AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS number 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So, this has to do with a Florida man who decided to get in. He made a big show of it. Like, this is the thing. He does, like, he's a personality. Florida guy's a personality. And he stages stuff like this, but I just think this is too funny. His name's Mike Busey. So he decided to get into a helicopter. He came to California, this Florida man. Came to California, got into a helicopter, got a flag, all that, and he wanted to fly over the Hollywood sign in a helicopter, okay? And then he sprayed... excrement himself, diarrhea style, okay, on the Hollywood sign. Yeah. And there's apparently like video, which is hysterical. So on the Hollywood sign. And then he came out with a press release that said Florida man Mike Busey flew to Hollywood, California to blank on the iconic Hollywood sign. And it says, as the sun was setting upon the legendary Hollywood sign, a white helicopter with no doors and decals that said MikeBusey.com could be seen flying around dangerous low and close, blaring the national anthem from a bump box. So it was, yeah, so that's what he did. That's what. there's something poetic about it, though, I got to say, right? You're like, Kane's disgusted, but I'm like, there's, you know, something a little poetic. I don't know. I mean, that's not the worst that any, I mean, I'm sure a lot happens, a lot worse happens in casting rooms, casting couches. So just, you know. Let's see here. The got a couple other. Let me do this one. Let me see if I can read this one in a nice way. I don't know what is wrong with Florida Man headlines today. Yesterday, they were very normal. So there are two dudes in St. Petersburg. Two Florida injury law firms are having a billboard fight. And the fight is over whether or not the size of a practice impacts the quality of the representation. And it's a very bizarre double entendre kind of fight. So they've been having size matters, one from the Orlando personal injury firm Morgan & Morgan, and they are not peddling jokes. They said it's America's largest injury law firm. Size matters. So then the Berlin founder, Stephen Berlin, said, we're above that. The phallic reference is theirs. And so they decided to do, they were having a fight. I can't read all of it because some of it I don't want to have to explain so that we don't get in trouble. But anyway, it is a phallus double entendre billboard fight in Florida. God bless America, right? God bless America. So, and there are pictures too, and they're beautiful. This is just like, bigger isn't better. Better is better. Hurt on the job, call a specialist. That's one. Oh, this is too good. Let's see here. I got a couple more that you don't. Oh man, I can't do that one. Florida man rode a scooter down the turnpike. I don't even know how that happens. Like, I would be terrified actually of doing that. Let's see. A Florida man loses 770 pounds of marijuana. A Florida man gets super arrested. Miami Herald, he's called the Lizard King, and he was using his business to smuggle Florida turtles overseas, and he got wicked arrested, man. He's He had like a lot of charges against him because he apparently had like over 30 overt acts, and so they're charging him with all kinds of stuff. His life is gone. I mean, there's like three stories that are really bad that I cannot read at all. One is so funny, it's taken everything I have to not do it. Maybe tomorrow. I just got to figure out a really ridiculous way to say it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.